Nobody's walking out on this fun old-fashioned family Christmas. No, no, we're all in this together. This is a full-blown four-alarm holiday emergency here. We're going to press on, and we're going to have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap danced with Danny Kaye. And when Santa squeezes down that chimney tonight, he's going to find the jolliest bunch this side of the nut house.
Bob McLean!
Not sure which side of the nut house that would be. Yes, sir! Well, here we go, getting underway with the fourth and final hour of the Bobby Mac Show, the one we like to lovingly refer to as the bonus hour. Yes, indeedy, and it's the last one for the year, as I'll be off for Christmas and back in January. By the way, when I come back, I'll have money in my hand, because the return of the $1,000 bankroll contest will come back with me, well, one day after I'm back, so get ready for that. Get ready for the bonus hour. Just grab the phone. Join me with the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. Text me on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. And don't forget, my email address is very simply bob@1063.com. Great to have you along. You know, all the talk about the Cohen plea and the media, the leftist media, is going, oh, this is going to lead to Trump's impeachment for campaign finance violations. That's a felony. That's a high crime and misdemeanor. We're going to impeach him. Turns out, if there is a nation's leader that is under more duress and is probably closer to resignation, that would be the French premier, Monsieur Macron. Listen to this headline from the Voice of Europe website. Macron accused of treason by French generals for signing the UN Migration Pact. Ew. Are the generals contemplating a coup? I mean, we've seen what's happened in Western Europe. Germany overrun with migrants from Africa and the Middle East. And now General Antoine Martinez has written a letter signed by 10 other generals, an admiral and a colonel, and also including the signature of former French Minister of Defense, Charles Millon. They've given strong warning that Macron signing the UN Global Migration Pact strips France of even more sovereignty, providing an additional release for an already battered people to revolt. The highly decorated military signees assert that Macron, quote, is guilty of a denial of democracy or treason against the nation. Gulp. Wow. Meantime, the yellow vest crowd is heading for the streets again in Paris. This just in from the news center as well. The president has now settled on a replacement for General John Kelly to be his acting chief of staff. And those of you who live in South Carolina's 5th congressional district, this will be a name very familiar to you because it is Mick Mulvaney. President Trump today naming the White House budget director, Mick Mulvaney, as his new acting chief of staff, saying the former South Carolina Republican congressman will replace John Kelly as his top aide. The president saying, quote, I'm pleased to announce that Mick Mulvaney, director of the Office of Management and Budget, will be named acting White House chief of staff, replacing General John Kelly, who has served our country with distinction. Mick has done an outstanding job while in the administration. I look forward to working with him in this new capacity as we continue to make America great again. I wonder if we actually have the soundbite from the president saying that. Let me take a quick look here. Ba-ba-bum. No, I don't see it there yet. But anyway, that's what the president said. You may remember that Mick Mulvaney has had a meteoric ascent in the Trump administration. First, he was named the budget director. Then he was named to head the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and at the same time also perform the duties of director of the OMB, the Office of Management and Budget. So Mick Mulvaney moving up in the world of the Trump administration. In on the text line, Bob, how about spitting out a keyword early there, Skippy, so we'll be good to go when it starts. Haven't seen him yet. That information remains classified at this point. Bob, oh, this is from Colonel Ted. I ran out of time before I could mention how retired Admiral Mike Rogers, former head of the NSA, made an unauthorized trip on November 19th, 2016, to Trump Tower, and the next day, Trump moved his transition operation to New Jersey, based on what Admiral Rogers told him that day. Trump has known everything, and I'm glad, everything about who was doing what to sabotage his new presidency, from Colonel Ted. Yeah, Admiral Rogers is an unsung patriot in this whole story. To the phones we go. Alan is along in Reedville. Hi, Alan, and welcome to the Friday free-for-all.
Good afternoon, Bobby Mack. I love Mick. He's a great guy. I think Mick's one of the few there that is actually a believer, that has his heart and his head and everything just really in step with what Trump believes and what we're trying to do.
Yeah, I think he gets it too. The only complaint I hear from Mick is that his putting is not as good as Trey Gowdy's, and he can't beat him.
There are some real important things that we just don't have time to get to.
Yes, there are. Right, it's a question of priorities, right, Alan? Yeah,
that would be my response to that. I do believe that ultimately, Cohen. I'm nearly even already feeling sorry for the guy about what all is going to happen to him. He is going to be so discarded so rapidly by every single person on the face of this earth.
I don't know. I don't know. I kind of take a conflicting viewpoint on that. I think that Cohen essentially decided to flip, to become a rat, if you will, because he recognized there is so much money on the left that once he does his time in the Gray Bar Hotel, which is going to be relatively minimal, he's constantly going to be all over CNN. He's going to be in demand on BSNBC. You know he's going to have a book. They'll probably have a made-for-TV movie because all these leftists love the fact that that Cohen, was supposedly had the goods on Trump. What goods he had, I don't think they're going to go anywhere. But I think he decided that the leftists, the deep-pocketed leftists, could do more for him than President Trump could or would. And he was between a rock and a hard place because the real stuff that they were going to nail him on was all these other financial misappropriations that he had, not, the paying off these two women.
Well, the moment anyone would ever ask a lawyer to do something illegally, the basis of being a lawyer, that's why they're called an officer of the court.
Yep.
They're supposed to. Their oath is to say no. And for him to sit there
and we
try
don't
to blame anybody that walks in his office. That's it's so pathetic.
Yeah, into some illegal scheme. Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, the problem he's going to face is it doesn't work.
Yeah.
When it doesn't work, he's going to be discarded. People are going to disappear. Stormy Daniels, we're not seeing her on the TV anymore. Avenatti, these guys, they're going to have trouble. With it not working out for them.
Well, but I think we'd still see Avenatti if he didn't have the charges of beating up his girlfriend. The left is not going to sit still for that.
Yeah, but the moment he comes on the TV, everybody—it's like the problem this minister faces, with giving the car to his wife.
Yeah.
Every single time somebody sees him, that's what they're going to think.
Yeah, that's true. It is a matter of perception.
But the real reason I called
Yeah, quickly. I'm about out of time here.
Wish you guys absolute happy Christmas. Merry Christmas. Great. Appreciate every single thing that you and the station does.
Very kind, Alan. Appreciate that very much. And I hope you and your family have a very merry and a safe Christmas and a happy New Year.
Thank you. Take care.
You bet. You too. See you next year. 17 after 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Be right back. Well, I certainly hope so. Otherwise, somebody's got some splaining to do. That's Ricky used to say to Lucy. 23 after 6 here, the Bobby Mac Show. Alan Dershowitz, the Harvard Law Professor Emeritus, has spoken out about Mr. Cohen. Alan Dershowitz said former Trump attorney Michael Cohen doesn't seem to understand the difference between what's wrong and what's illegal. The Harvard Law Professor Emeritus was on America's Newsroom today on Fox. And is that right? On Fox? Yeah, on Fox. And said that President Trump's self-described former fixer said the president knew hush money payments to Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal were wrong. When asked by host George Stephanopoulos if Trump knew it was wrong to make the payments, Cohen replied, of course. Well, Dershowitz said reasonable people can disagree about whether it's wrong to pay hush money to somebody to stop them from disclosing alleged improprieties about sexual escapades. Reasonable people can say that it's wrong or that it's right. It's not illegal. He went on to explain that a presidential candidate could give cash to an individual and explicitly state not only that the payment is to buy their silence about the alleged improprieties, but also that it is specifically designed to help their campaign, and that still would not be a crime. Whether you think it's wrong or right, I don't understand the case for how it's illegal. Dershowitz said, if you look at the very, very complicated campaign laws, the one thing that comes out simply is that a candidate may himself or herself contribute as much as they want to a campaign. He warned against criminalizing political sins. Well, I'm not a constitutional attorney, and I'm certainly no expert on election laws, but I suspect that Alan Dershowitz probably knows a great deal more about that than I do. Now, I mentioned earlier in the program we were going to repeat this year something that we had on the show for the first time last year. The voice of WORD station promos that you hear all the time is a good friend of mine named Victor Lyle. He lives in Chicago. And last year he put this together and he sent it to me and asked me to listen to it and tell me if I thought it was good. And I said, I think it's terrific. And so I asked him if I could share it with the audience. And he said, yeah, go ahead. So with that being said, here is Victor Lyle's 'Twas the Night Before a Soldier's Christmas.
'Twas the night before Christmas. He lived all alone in a one-bedroom house made of plaster and stone. I had come down the chimney with presents to give and to see just who in this home did live. I looked all about, a strange sight I did see. No tinsel, no presents, not even a tree. No stocking by mantle, just boots filled with sand. On the wall hung pictures of far distant lands. With medals and badges, awards of all kind, a sober thought came through my mind. For this house was different. It was dark and dreary. I found the home of a soldier. Once I could see clearly. The soldier lay sleeping, silent, alone, curled up on the floor in this one-bedroom home. The face was so gentle, the room in such disorder. Not how I pictured a United States soldier. Was this the hero of whom I just read? curled up on a poncho? The floor for a bed? I realized the families that I saw this night owed their lives to these soldiers who were willing to fight. Soon round the world, the children would play and grown-ups would celebrate a bright Christmas day. They all enjoyed freedom each day of the year because of the soldiers like the one lying here. I couldn't help wonder how many lay alone on a cold Christmas Eve in a land far from home. The very thought brought a tear to my eye. I dropped to my knees and started to cry. The soldier awakened, and I heard a whispering voice.
Santa, don't cry. This life is my choice. I fight for freedom. I don't ask for more. My life is my God, my country,
my core. The soldier rolled over and drifted to sleep. I couldn't control it. I continued to weep. I kept watch for hours. So silent and still, and we both shivered from the cold night's chill. I didn't want to leave on that cold, dark night, this guardian of honor, so willing to fight. Then the soldier rolled over with a voice soft and pure, whispered,
"Carry on, Santa. It's Christmas Day. All is secure."
One look at my watch, and I knew he was right. Merry Christmas, my friend. And to all, a good night.
One of the Christmas novelty songs that became a big hit, Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas. One of my favorites when I was a kid, and this is how far back this goes, was Alvin and the Chipmunks. You know, that's great stuff. 6:37, 23 before 7 here on the Bobby Mack Show. In on the text line, Bobby, if the Chinese are so good at all this hacking, why can't I get my order of dumplings cooked done without having raw cookie dough? I guess because the people that are doing the cooking didn't qualify for Intel work. That's why. By the way, a number of people calling in to say thanks for playing Victor Lyle's tribute to the military at Christmas. Thanks for playing that, Bobby. Tell your friend thank you and great job from this OEF vet. Barry, Merry Christmas to all at WORD and all the listeners. Let me second that. Bob, did Santa bring you one of those she sheds this year? Well, we don't know yet. I'm still somewhat uncertain about what Santa is going to bring me. In fact, that kind of serves as a appropriate segue to my annual call to Santa's workshop. Moneypenny, can you pop up the phone here, and we'll go ahead and call up to the North Pole to Santa's workshop there.
Hello. You have reached Santa's workshop at the North Pole. To find out your standing with Santa Claus, please enter your social security number now.
Oh, okay, I can do that. Just put it in on the phone here. Get it in, let him check me out.
Thank you. Please hold while we check the list twice.
Okay, thanks. Oh, that's nice, a little Christmas music in the background.
Our records show you have been very naughty.
What?
You will receive no presents this year.
Now, wait a minute.
If you'd like to erase this debit from your record and get back on Santa's nice list, press 2 now.
Oh, okay.
Santa will erase your debit of very naughty for $350.
What?
Enter your credit card number now.
Sorry, I don't believe I'm going to... gonna be.
Oh, you can't make that stuff up.
See, even Santa's Workshop is a scam these days. There's no escaping it. No escaping it. To the phones we go. Jeff is up next. He's in my stomping grounds of Taylor's. Hi, Jeff, and welcome to the program. Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you, sir. Merry Christmas to you. We'll miss you next week, but we know you've got elf duty with Santa and well, and make sure you dress warmly.
That's true. I am Santa's tallest elf.
Hey, I call to say thank you is what I call for. A couple of years ago, you were nice enough to let me be caller number four, and I won a couple of tickets to see the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Oh, great show.
From your station. And I didn't go. I had my wife and daughter. I wanted them to see it, and they went. But this year, my wife and I went. And I have, like you, I have seen Pink Floyd. I've seen Led Zeppelin in Chicago. And I have seen concerts throughout my life, just about all of them.
But right.
I've never seen anything like this.
Yeah.
And in case any of your listeners don't know, they narrate the story. There's a guy that looks and sounds a lot like James Earl Jones that narrates the first part of it to the Ghost of Christmas Past. And when you think the show's over, when they get done with that, and I thought I got my money's worth, my wife looked at me, shook her head, and she said, "You just need to put on your seatbelt because the show has just begun."
You bet.
She wasn't kidding.
Yeah.
Wow, that was the most over the top thing I've ever seen in a concert.
Fantastic. Yeah, so, it is fantastic. The music and lights, the way they produce that show is really something to see.
If you don't do anything, you know, like another thing that I was really impressed with is they said they gave $1 for every ticket sold to a local charity that they picked.
That's right.
And this year it was the Loaves and Fishes, which does a lot of fantastic work in this community.
Yes,
they
do. Feeding the hungry.
For almost $6,900.
Wow.
That means there's 70,000 people in two shows saw that concert, and it was packed. But you think about that. They go and they give back to the community. They put on the best show you've ever seen in my lifetime. I've never seen anything like it. And I'm going back.
I don't blame you.
Hope to see you there.
I don't blame you. Yeah, it is a great show. Thank you, Jeff. And I hope that you and your family have a very Merry Christmas. It is an impressive show. If you've never seen TSO, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, yeah, you've seen it. Haven't you, Moneypenny? You've been to the TSO show?
I've actually been 5 times.
Yeah. No wonder. You know, and that's why people go back again and again, because it's so good.
It's amazing. You can feel it in your core.
Yeah.
Both music and story.
Yep. Yeah, it really is impressive, the show they put on. So thank you, Jeff. I appreciate that. Gil is next up. He's in Greenville. Hi, Gil, and welcome to the Bobby Mac Show.
Good afternoon, Bobby Mac. This is Gilbert. We've talked before. I just want to say some about Mr. Michael Pitts, the representative. He is a retired City of Greenville police officer.
Mm-hmm.
He's been in the legislature since 2003. And this few months ago, he had major heart surgery.
Right.
And therefore, he's retiring. And so I guess if somebody else has to take an easy job paying $100,000, I don't object to him getting it. He's only 62, I think, so maybe, you know. But we have other problems in there. If he hadn't had a heart attack, he probably would not have retired.
Yeah.
I know him. I met him personally. Now, one other thing is, anyway, the night before Christmas thing can be left for the Salute to Service guys tomorrow?
Yeah, because
I think they would really appreciate it, and I listen to them every Saturday.
That's a good suggestion, Gilbert. I appreciate your making it, because Miss Moneypenny is also in here and runs everything for
right,
the Salute to Service show.
And they compliment her every Saturday.
Well, and in fact, I just sent Moneypenny the file that has that Soldier's Christmas Eve.
I was driving back from the grocery store, and so I didn't hear it all completely.
Yeah.
But a tear did come to me, because I tell you, I'd say one thing. My father was stationed in Belgium in the Bulge Christmas 1944.
Wow.
Mother's Christmas present never arrived to him that year. So, you know, but he came home safe.
Yes.
That's the main thing.
Well,
discharged Fort Bragg, November 11th, 1945.
Gotcha. I appreciate the call, Gilbert. And that's a great suggestion. I appreciate it.
Well, okay. I look forward to listening to it again. I'm sure they'll play it. It'll probably make them happy, too. So,
yep, absolutely.
That's a great program. I'll tell you, I remember when you used to have just an hour on Sunday afternoon sometime. But that Saturday till, they get a lot of response over there, and they have a lot of guests.
Yes, they do.
Okay, look, you have a nice Christmas and New Year's, and we'll talk to you when you get back.
Appreciate that very much, Gilbert. You have a Merry Christmas, too. I appreciate it. That's a great suggestion. I should have thought of that, but it just didn't occur to me. So Moneypenny will have that available tomorrow. And if the guys on Salute to Service feel so inclined, they're invited to play it. It's by Victor Lyle.
I have already saved the shortcut on the desktop so that Patrick can get to it.
Excellent. Sounds good. 6:45 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here. Then we'll be right back with the closing minutes of the bonus hour here on Friday. Little Michael Jackson in here, back when he was a cute little kid. 6:50, 6:50 here at the Bobby Mack Show. We're in the closing minutes of me for 2018. In on the text line, Trans-Siberian Orchestra beats Led Zeppelin. Well, apples and oranges. Bobby, Merry Christmas. We love you and hope you and your family have a nice holiday and a great new year. Merry Christmas to all at WORD and to all the listeners. Oh, and one of our Waze traffic spotters adds this note. Bobby Mack, please add 2 wrecks to the traffic report, both on Highway 29, one in Lyman, Welford, and the other in Westgate. Appreciate that for people to have a heads up. Bob, these people who have been and still are out to get Trump are guilty of an ongoing continuous coup against the President of the United States. I would agree. It's a quiet coup, but that's what they're up to. Bobby, I'm glad Mick Mulvaney has been named as the acting chief of staff for President Trump because I couldn't stand hearing all of the local network affiliates with their daily headcount on how many people have turned the job down. Gotcha. As we wrap up 2018 and head into the new year. What can we expect to see? Well, this, by the way, is I think this is Nostradamus's birthday. Yeah. He knew that, of course. He saw that in advance. But is 2019 going to be less volatile than 2018 was? Anymore, I hesitate to even suggests that it might be less volatile. In fact, it could end up more. I mean, you look at the headlines today, the front page of Drudge, Adam Schiffless, as we call him, the Democrat congressman from California, wants to dig into the president's personal finances. By the way, has Nancy Pelosi ever released her tax returns? Has Adam Schiff ever released his? I'm just curious. President's year of disruption and danger ahead. Moscow to set up military base in the Caribbean. And the headlines go on and on. You know, what's going on in France with the yellow vests and the protesters? Now the French generals saying that Macron has committed treason. There are times when it seems like the whole world is going crazy and blowing up, but in the environment when we're exposed to this stuff 24/7, 365 by the various news organs and news media, many of which have an agenda and are acting as nothing more than activists for the DNC and to promote the progressive agenda, I think it's sad to say that we're going to have to continue the fight in 2019. And in that regard, I wanted to take just a couple of minutes here to thank everyone for making 2018 such a great year for us, despite all the headwinds that conservatives fight in this country, despite everything that President Trump is facing, the constant attacks I just want you to know that we truly appreciate all the love and support that we get from the WORD audience, from you this year and every year, that has made us so successful. And that's due to you listening to WORD, and all of our programs has made us the top-rated news talk station by far here in the upstate of South Carolina. And in fact, this year led to our being named by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the radio station of the year. Not the news talk station of the year, the radio station of the year. And not to dislocate my shoulder, patting myself on the back, this program being selected as the radio show of the year. And we sincerely thank you for that and appreciate it more than we can say. Let's hope and pray that 2019 will be a bit more calm, but let's also gird our loins and be prepared to do what we need to do to defend the freedoms and liberties that have made the United States of America the greatest nation in the history of the world. See you back next year. Thanks again. God bless.